There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. We're talking to Brett Cook right now. This is the second hour of the weekend edition. We are at the Sprott Stansbury Asset, Hard Asset Conference, I guess it would be called, here in Vancouver, British Columbia right now. I have to say there's a fair amount of traffic here given the state of the market. But having said that, let's talk about the state of the market right now with Brett Cook. Brett, you giving a keynote speech. You gave it on Thursday a couple of days ago, and you were talking about what this market is like compared to the last, as you call it, major down market, which was 97 in your mind.
That's right. I think 97 to 2002 is probably the closest corollary to what we're seeing now. And, you know, that was sort of kicked off with dropping metal prices, and then BRIEX just killed the whole junior sector. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse all through 97, 98, 99, and well into 2000 before we started to see some life. And that wasn't much life at all. And I think that's the same thing we're seeing now. But at that time, it was, you were seeing major publications saying gold is dead, mining is dead, all that sort of thing. And, you know, we're getting there.
Well, Brent, I have to say, earlier this week when I went down to this conference, before we went down, Al and I were recording some radio, all over the front page of MarketWatch, Bloomberg, that's all the headlines were how bad gold can get. Everybody should be out of gold, and this sounds very much like the time when you're mentioning back in the day.
No, you're right. That's what we're seeing. And I think, I don't think it's going to recover quickly. I think there's still some, you know, pain to go. And right now, I can't see what's going to bring us out of this. But neither could I see it in 2000. But something did, and it always comes back. Mining is cyclical. In my talk I went through, since 1990, there's been 10 booms and busts in the commodities. That's what happens. And this one's going to be more interesting, because in the past, it was a shortage, you know, supply and demand of metal. But this one, I think, is going to be driven by the demand for new metal deposits and the lack of supply for new discoveries. That's where to be this one.
You know, Brett, I remember back in 2001, 2002, I was doing what I would call conventional radio at the time, interviewing basically corporate executives from publicly traded companies in the Northwest. And I realized at the time, I mean, I suppose it could have been blind luck, but I don't think so. I realized at the time that economically things were just totally amiss. And we changed the entire scope of our radio show subject matter, for lack of better terms, to hard assets. When gold was trading, if I'm not mistaken, it was at $254 an ounce back then, or $354, I don't remember. At $254 we made the call, and we started talking about hard assets at that time. I thought I was going to lose the audience on the show, and in fact what happened is the audience actually started to grow. It was a little easier to figure out back then, though, a little easier, I should say, to come to the conclusion then that things were so amiss fundamentally in the economy with the housing situation and everything else that hard assets had to be a place, specifically precious metals had to be a place to go, and as it turned out, we were right. Timing is everything.
You're right. And it's interesting, the crowd at this show, at the Sprott show, was good. There's over 500 people. They were, by and large, content. There was not a lot of mining, you know, groaning and moaning and that sort of thing. But they've been through it. They recognize, you know, it goes through cycles. And, you know, I made most of my money buying stocks in that 97 to 2002 period. And it was painful buying those things, because you'd buy something and it would go down by half again. It got to the point where you could buy solid companies like Virginia Gold for 35 cents when they had 50 cents a share in cash. And that was awful, but looking back, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, that's absolutely the time that we are in right now, and that's the whole thing. No one knows when it will actually come back, but the fact of the matter is, if you can pick out the solid companies, when it does come back, those will provide you with some very good gains. It's just very difficult for some people to pull the trigger, but it is nice to see the people here, because they clearly understand that, because the fact of the matter is, having these people buying the companies is a good base, I guess, and it does provide some support for the industry, but the industry doesn't start running until we have a bunch of the other retail audience out there, the people that are putting their money right now into Facebook or Amazon, start to actually take interest in this sector, which unfortunately they're not right now.
Well, precisely. I had a panel started off this show, and one of the presidents was telling me that, you know, their stock ran from 30 cents to $6. And at $6, there were a bunch of institutional investors, fund managers, that desperately wanted that stock. And they called up the people, you know, at this show and said, we need you to, you know, would you mind selling to these funds? So they took it, sold it at $6, and back at $3, those people that sold are buying it again. So it's interesting. It's cyclical, and it's hard to do, but you've got to go counter to what everybody else is doing.
In our industry, particularly in the resource sector, you really have to go, you got to be contrarian. There's no question whatsoever about that. You know, I have to say that you mentioned 98-03 or whatever, that five-year period. I got to tell you, we did very, very well in that period of time. And I can also remember a time like today, back in 2009, 2000, not so much 2010, 2008, 2009. Man, I used to wake up at night because I didn't know where the market was going, and I was really, really nervous about some of our holdings. As it turned out, 2010 turned out to be a great year. When do you think the next great year is going to happen?
I think it's going to be a slow recovery. I think it's going to be, you know, we're still going to be dragged across the gravel behind a pickup truck. That's how I envision it. But it's going to get slowly better. And I might, you know, I'm not putting a lot of money into this now. I'm slowly coming in, buying what I think is a reasonable value with good people that can last, with expectations that 2016, 17, and 18 are going to just get better each time, each year.
I was listening to a talk yesterday at the conference, Brent, and the question was asked, and I thought it was a good question, is which metals are you most excited about in, let's say, the short, medium term, whether it's supply-demand functions or whether it's mines closing down or simply different companies set up in those sectors? Are there any ones that you are more favorable on, at least right now, that should recover quicker?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that, but I don't. But I don't concern myself that much with the actual metal prices, because my thesis is that all the metals, the mines that are producing, you know, these metals, the companies, they're running out of ore, and they're going to have to replace it. So what I want to do is just identify the companies, the projects, the people that are going to deliver into this supply deficit of new mines, regardless of the metal. Because if you've got an economic deposit, it will make money no matter what.
Of course, if you have an economic deposit, it'll make money regardless of what the other situation is. But, you know, I think we need to get back to fundamentals more than anything else, because your comment about supply and demand, I think, is very, very astute. Eventually, the supply-demand function is going to be there, and that's going to be very, very promising, I would think, for some of the junior companies.
Very much. The issue we've got now is it takes 10 to 15 years to discover, develop, and bring a mine in production. So, you know, it's not going to be a quick event. It's going to just it's going to take some time, and so the good deposits are going to be worth a lot of money.
Now, you're doing a fair amount of traveling right now, going all over the world looking at small situations. What parts of the world, Brett, do you like right now? Anything in particular, or are you sticking with North America?
No, I think certainly the East European belt, the Tethyan belt, right down into Turkey. I like Turkey. Certainly South America, Peru is a great one. Chile, I'm involved in Chile. Nevada, Canada, Australia.
So basically all around the Mulberry Bush, so to speak, pretty much.
I'll go most anywhere, but there are places I won't go. And it might not be just a country, but you've got to look at the local province, the political situation, environmental situation. It gets down to the details.
One last question. Your president wants U.S. investors to get more heavily involved in Africa. How do you feel about that continent?
Certainly, West Africa has produced probably the most new deposit discoveries in the recent 10 years. It's a great place to be exploring. We're battling there with the Chinese, which don't run under the same moral ethics that we do, so it makes it tougher that way. But no, Africa's a great place to be looking for new deposits.
Brent, always a pleasure chatting with you. I highly recommend all of our listeners go check out Exploration Insights. Thanks again, Brent.
Thank you. You're welcome.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. The majority of our show, as you folks are very aware, by the way, has originated this week from from the Sprott Stansbury Investment Conference up in British Columbia, specifically in Vancouver. You know, something, Corey, that came to my mind that I thought was really interesting in talking to some of our friends, and I'm not going to use any names here because I don't think they're going to want us to do that. But you know, you talk about getting hit in the forehead with a 2x4 because of diseases that happen right out of the blue. You know, I mean, that certainly happened to the Cordon family. I mean, Kathy with their amyloidosis, and me with my stroke, and some of the folks who we were talking with yesterday who are now dealing with, among other things, fairly serious forms of cancer. I mean, I got to tell you, it is really time to try our damnedest to get this problem solved. And a company that is getting this, I don't want to use the word problem, even though it is, but I would use the word challenge. A company that's getting this, that's on the way to getting this challenge, hopefully solved, at least in terms of bladder cancer, is Theralase, which is a company that you and I, or Doc and I guess I should say, are invested in, and it is a sponsor on our site. This is not to be taken as investment advice, but I got to tell you, we have Roger Dumoulin White with us right now. Roger is the founder and president of this better than 20-year-old company. And I got to tell you, man, I applaud you for what you're doing. Let's talk about the impact that you're trying to make on this terrible disease.
Thanks, Corey and Alan. Thanks for being on the show. It's bladder cancer, as with most cancers, it's a very deadly disease. Bladder cancer is the fifth most prevalent cancer in the world, fourth in men, eighth in women. But I think what's really astounding about this disease is it has an 80% recurrence rate. So the individuals that contract this condition, 4 out of 5 are going to continue to recur or relapse with the condition. According to the stats, the standard of care right now for early-stage disease is what's called a TURB procedure, transurethral resection of the bladder tumor, where a uro-oncologist would go in and scrape off the tumor off the inside of your bladder lining or urothelium. And then they inject a bacteria called Bacillus Calmette-Guerin, or BCG, which is the standard of care. Been nothing new in the last 16 years in this disease. But the scary part about it is that 25% of that population will relapse within 6 months, meaning that it won't work. And 50% of that population will relapse within 2 years. So you're talking about in the U.S. alone 75,000 new cases every year. 70% of those are early-stage disease, around 50,000 patients. 25,000 Americans are going to relapse from this disease within 2 years, and there's nothing they can do as it starts to progress. You can try another treatment of BCG, or you're going straight to what's called a radical cystectomy. They're going to cut your bladder out. So very, very unacceptable in our view, and we're looking to make a difference in it.
Roger, before chatting with you, I had no idea that bladder cancer was such a large disease out there and affected so many people, but then also this recurrence rate, which I think is one of the worst parts about it, the fact that people might think that they have it beat, but then it comes right back. That's so devastating to have to go through even more procedures. And I guess before Theralase was on the scene here with your technology on light activated, I guess more or less cell destruction that you are working on, were there any recent advancements in this field that gave people some hope?
Well, unfortunately not, Corey. The standard of care with cancer is either surgery, where you try to cut it out. You use chemotherapy or very powerful cytotoxic drugs to try to destroy it. Or three, you use radiation linear accelerators to try and destroy the vasculature. All three of those have a lot of side effects. All three of them dramatically diminish the immune system, which is the one thing that's keeping you alive. With the Theralase photodynamic compound technologies, or these PDCs as we call them, we don't have any of the side effects. We've been able to destroy just the cancer and leave all the healthy tissue intact. And in fact, instead of diminishing the immune system, we're strengthening it. We've shown an ability to teach the immune system to recognize these cancer cells and then to hunt them down anywhere in the body or systemically. So I think these are some huge advancements, and we've seen the results preclinically over and over again in not only bladder cancer but in many cancers, and we're really looking at for the opportunity to prove this in a human clinical trial at the end of the year.
You know, the thing that I find interesting about this particular company is you do have one division that does provide cash, which is interesting, and that obviously can do nothing but help in terms of the overall effort of the company. But as Doc said, you know, Doc being a retired physician, you know, this thing is either going to work big time or it's not, just like any other endeavor in this particular field. But the fact of the matter is, what I found to be interesting from what Doc said is that, you know, I really don't see any red flags heretofore. And one of the reasons that he said that, and he said this on the show, is the fact that you guys are involved with two pretty sophisticated institutions, Princess Margaret Cancer Center in Toronto and then the University of Toledo in Ohio Medical School. So, I mean, these are guys who are pretty serious, and they're not going to put their name on something that doesn't at least have a pretty good shot, I wouldn't think.
Absolutely not. They're very serious organizations. Princess Margaret's considered one of the top five cancer institutes in the world.
So, Roger, just recently talking about some of the developments that you've made, we did cover last week, I believe, a recent news release that was positive and touched on a 98% destruction of these cells. Looking forward, what can investors and just those following the company kind of expect news-wise to come out?
Well, with the, and just touching on that press release showing a 98% kill, we've optimized the drug delivery, we've optimized the light source and the dosimetry, which is activating it, and there's still more advancements that we're going to do. We're looking to reach 100%. We want to completely eradicate this disease in one treatment. That's really what we're going forward. Even if we get 99.9% of it, we can always retreat. There's no reason that we can't retreat within 3 months or 6 months. What's coming down the pipe for Theralase is really completion of the preclinical work that will allow us to complete what's called a CTA, or clinical trial application, for Health Canada. So that's really manufacturing of our drug, which will be occurring in August. It'll be completion of our toxicology analysis, again, into third quarter, around the end of August, beginning of September, and then completing our clinical protocol, or what's called an investigator's brochure, teaching your oncologists how to use our technology on a clinical basis. And again, that'll be ready, you know, end of August, you know, middle of September. So we're aligning ourselves very quickly to have our full package ready in September, and we're really looking forward to enrolling patients and destroying this devastating disease in the fourth quarter of this year, pending Health Canada approval.
Please don't take this as being investment advice. We do not give investment advice on the show, and we are very forthright in terms of companies that we are invested in. Theralase happens to be a company that we are invested in. They are a sponsor on our site, so please click on that banner. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in here. Getting close to wrapping up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Jeff Clark. Jeff is a very, very well-known gold analyst, just recently retired from Casey Research, and is working now, if I'm not mistaken, with...
Hard Asset Alliance.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you turn 42, Jeff, and your memory has a tendency to go on occasion or something like that.
I thought
that.
You were only 40.
That's what my wife still thinks. Although she, there are times when she starts to wonder. Having having said that, Jeff, my premise for all of the gold that's being purchased by the Chinese, mainland Chinese, was a result of a desire to eventually turn the Chinese currency into an asset-based currency. You and Corey strongly disagree with that. Tell our listeners why.
Well, I think that could happen. I don't strongly disagree with it. I'm not just convinced that that's their motive. I think their motive is to, first and foremost, diversify out of the U.S. dollar. They're by far the largest holder of U.S. bonds, the U.S. currency, and then some, right? It's just a runaway amount. So I think they want that diversification. I think gold will help them accomplish that, and I think they want to control the gold market as well. All of those things are bullish for gold long term, without them necessarily backing their currency. So they could do that. I'm a little skeptical that that would happen. But I think realistically, gold does not need another does not need that to happen for there to be another gold bull market.
And I'm skeptical for those reasons, Jeff, and also for the fact that if you do back your currency with gold, you take the power away from the central bankers, and that seems to be the playbook that everyone's going down right now. So unless we do see some sort of crisis and everybody loses faith in the central banks, then I don't see any country going down that road of backing their currency purely on any sort of asset, especially gold.
Probably not, and China is, of course, still technically a communist country. It's a controlled, government-controlled economy, so they want that control. I don't believe the reserve amount they announced, you know, that's easy to say when I predicted that they were going to have more like 4,000 tons, you know. I did predict that they would announce a new gold reserve amount before October because they want to get their currency in the IMF basket. They announced it, but it was certainly less than even the most conservative mainstream commentator and analyst out there, even less than what they thought it would be. But I think it's very clear just from watching the data flows and the money flows that they have a lot more gold than what they announced. And if they really do only have that much in their reserves, that means the U.S. or the Chinese citizenry holds a lot more gold than we even are aware of. So the bottom line is there's a lot of gold in that country. And maybe China wants the gold price to go back up, and maybe next year in 2 years they'll announce for a $4,000 ton figure, and the gold price will take off from there. So you never know.
Well, Jeff, I got to tell you, there's no way that the largest producer in the world, which is exactly what China is, isn't very definitely the bull, not in the China shop, but the bull in the world. There's no question about that. Now, you were saying when you and Corey were chatting off mic, you were saying that you thought that one of the reasons that gold broke that very important support level of $1,140 was the Chinese stock market.
I think that's why gold fell. I think it was a drive-by shooting, if you will, of the gold price, because it had been, there was a lot of reasons for the gold price to go down. It didn't go down. Then all of a sudden it did, and I think it had less to do with the reserve announcement and more to do with the Chinese stock market crashing. It was a liquidity event. I think gold can be used as liquidity, just like in 2008, what we saw there. Gold sold off, and there was no reason for it to do so. But you can use it for liquidity purposes, and I think a lot of people did use it for that reason.
One of the biggest pressures on gold right now, Jeff, and I think it's been a pressure on gold for the last little while, while we have been moving in this sideways and sideways down movement, is the lack of any sort of inflation around the world and specifically in the U.S. The Western world, really no one's concerned with inflation. All the data points that are coming out are showing no inflation, sometimes negative, to the point that the central banks are even concerned about it. So how are we going to get back to an inflation time? Because that is really when gold benefits.
I think a lot of the mainstream analysts, the hedge fund guys, the guys who are not gold bugs per se, but they bought GLD or owned some gold because they thought money printing would lead to inflation. They concluded that it didn't a couple years ago. Back in 2013, they exited, and that's when we've seen the real waterfall declines. They think they were wrong. They think, oh, money printing doesn't cause inflation. Well, that money hasn't circulated into the economy yet, and I think when we have this giant experiment going on like we do now, the risk is certainly that a lot of unforeseen things and unknowable things could impact our economy, our monetary system, our financial system, and so the risk is still great. Inflation is non-existent for the most part, but the risk is still very high.
Well, we were talking earlier, again, off mic, we were talking about a potential black swan flying over us, you know, any time now, and I think that's very definitely a possibility. Any time you have a world where the events are so unpredictable, so outlandish as we have right now, I got to tell you, it doesn't take much imagination to understand that something very, very dramatic could happen at any moment in time. Whether it's something that comes out of the Middle East, whether it's something that comes out of Russia, whether it's something that comes out of China, I mean, who the heck knows, Jeff? But I think the odds of a black swan event, as we call it in our industry, occurring is very, very possible.
You know what really scares me is that it won't be inflation that ignites the next gold bull market or some of the things that we us gold bugs talk about a lot. Debt, money printing, can't balance a budget. No one in the G20 still has a balanced budget. They're all spending more than that. What scares me is that it's something we're all not talking about. It's something that we're not really looking for, and it comes completely out of the blue, catches the world by surprise and off guard, like a 9/11 event. Not necessarily another terrorist action, but something that nobody's thinking about. That's what scares me, and the world changes forever. And sure, it ignites another gold bull market, but it changes the world and changes our lives forever. So that's why I continue to hold gold and why I'm still bullish.
And that is why I think it's a great security measure. I personally kind of hope that this one major black swan doesn't happen, because the way that I see it playing out in my mind, if there is this black swan, is not good times for people in the street. We may talk about how tough it is right now for the average American, but if we have one of these black swans that ignites gold, to me that means that everybody is in a lot worse shape.
It's a good news, bad news thing. You know, if you hold gold, sure, you'd love to see $5,000 gold. You'd make a lot of money. But think about the world, what the world will be like in a $5,000 gold environment. It won't necessarily be pretty. And there'll be other parts of your life that could struggle and suffer. And, you know, safety could be an issue. Capital controls could be an issue. You could sit here and just brainstorm all kinds of things that could happen. But the bottom line is, if gold goes that high, it won't be a pretty world. But that's why we own it. That's why we own physical gold, is we want to be prepared for that event in case it happens.
That is exactly why you own physical gold. And I've been harping on that for how long, Corey? Probably about 2 years now. The only reason that my wife and I own gold and silver, and we're a little more partial to silver, to tell you the truth, I like the leverage. You know, I'd rather buy something in a quantity that's selling for $15 an ounce as opposed to $1,500 an ounce or something like that. But anyway, having said that, that's the only reason. The only reason, in my opinion, unless you're a very sophisticated short-term trader, the only reason to hold gold is for the reason you're talking about, and that's why we own it.
I couldn't agree more. You took the words right out of my mouth. I own probably as much silver as I do gold. The only environment I see where silver does not do well would be some kind of deflationary depression. I don't think we get that, and if we do get that, guess what? They're going to turn on the money printing spigots again, and inflation will come. So I think in the end, inflation will win, for the simple reason that inflation always gets another turn. So, you know, silver would do very, very well in that environment, as would gold, but silver would, with the leverage like you're talking about, would do better.
The sun gets up every morning, the moon gets up every night, and inflation continues to occur and in every single economy. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be back to wrap up the show with one of the most interesting resource company stocks you're ever going to hear about, Seabridge Gold.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for...
Alrighty, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are recording almost the entire show at the Sprott Asset Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia. Very, very great, sophisticated environment. I do have to say this. We've got a story for you that, in my opinion, after having been in this business for as long as I've been in it, which is approaching 35 years on my own, probably the most unique mining company I have ever run into. You know, I'm happy to say that we've gotten to be friends with the founder of this company, the president of the company, Seabridge Gold. Seabridge is an incredibly unique story that everybody should, if nothing else, at least take a look at. Rudy, tell us a little bit about Seabridge.
Well, Al, thanks. Great to be back on your show here. It's been a long time. Yeah, Seabridge is a concept that we actually started in 1999 when gold was trading well below $300 an ounce. Our goal was to create what we thought would be the best leverage play to a rising gold price, and our business model was quite simple: provide more gold ownership per share than any other company in our space. We've kept that objective since day one, and today we're sitting here with 50 million shares outstanding, 45 million ounces of proven and probable gold reserves, and another 45 million ounces of resources on top of that. So almost 2 ounces of gold per common share on the ground.
Now, Rudy, can you take us through what the property kind of looks like? You mentioned the total number of gold ounces that you have, but what kind of grade are we talking about? Where's the location? Let's go into that.
Absolutely. So our core project is KSM in northern British Columbia. It's a project we acquired from Placer Dome in June of 2000. Matter of fact, we bought it 1 week after the Bank of England announced they were selling off all their gold reserves. And gold that week made a low of 252. Copper was trading at about 65 cents a pound. Placer Dome had spent about $25 million on this project, finding 2 deposits. We got lucky on this one, to be perfectly honest. We saw upside, but not the upside that we've now achieved. KSM is now the largest undeveloped gold copper project in the world. We've spent over $200 million on this asset since 2006. Last year, we received the environmental approvals for this project. When built, this will be the largest gold copper mine ever built in Canada and one of the largest in the world.
You know, getting the permits really is putting all your ducks in a row, Rudy. There's no question about that. Now, you've also got a pretty nice balance sheet. If I'm not mistaken, you were telling us off mic, you've got something north of $20 million
Yeah, although we spend over $30 million a year typically at KSM, but, you know, we are fortunate that we have a long-standing shareholder base that has funded us year in and year out. As long as we continue to deliver our promise of more ounces of gold per common share in any market condition, we've never had an issue raising funds.
Well, given the fact that there's only about 50 million shares outstanding out there, and given the size of your asset, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer.
It's been a lot of fun, Al.
Life is a lot of fun, Rudy, to say the least. Tell us a little bit about where you go from here now.
Well, you know, we also recognize, I'm a mining engineer. I've built mines all over the world. KSM is a project that will need the involvement of a major mining company. We cannot build this on our own. It's going to take one, you know, there's probably 10 companies in the world today that can build and operate a mine this size. We're definitely not one of them. Fortunately, with the success we've had on exploration, engineering, and now on the permitting side, we have 12 of the largest mining companies under confidentiality agreements looking at this opportunity with the hope that in the not-too-distant future we can get a joint venture done. And our goal in a joint venture is to try and hang on to as much of the project as we can while minimizing our capital contribution.
Now, Rudy, let's go into a little bit more in depth as to the sector of the mining industry that you guys are in, specifically large projects. It will take a lot of money to get this project online, but there's so much upside to this. The only issue is recently we have seen some companies, some producers shy away from the bigger deposits. So to move forward with this, do you think you need a shift in the mentality of the industry?
Well, I think wind at your back versus in your face would be helpful. I mean, you look at the copper and the gold prices, we're now at multi-year lows in both commodities. Obviously, a higher gold price would help. But I think on the other side, you have to look at from the majors' perspective. They all know that they're running out of reserves. They need to replace it. They haven't replaced them in recent years. They need to start to think what happens in 4 or 5 years when their production profile falls off the cliff. And this is where a project like KSM can suit that.
Rudy, let's talk a little bit about value. Now, it's tough to reach out in the future and say, well, you know, our project is going to be worth $10 or $20 or $30 or what have you. But in terms of, and you've probably done the numbers a million times, in terms of a realistic gold price, where would you value your company?
A lot higher than $4 a share. We're trading right now at a multi-year low, like other gold companies are. But when you look at the economics projected from our pre-feasibility study at KSM, we're looking at a project here for the first 7 years of mine life will produce 850,000 ounces of gold a year at cash costs of less than $200 an ounce. The life of the mine here, we're looking at all-in costs of production, including large upfront capital, sustaining capital over the 55-year mine life, closure costs, and operating costs net of byproduct credits of less than $800 an ounce. And you compare that today with the major gold companies that are producing gold at $1,000 to $1,100 an ounce all-in. So a very capital-efficient project.
I mean, it sounds to me like you're the one guy on the street who really has a product that everybody ought to take a very serious look at. How bad is this depressed gold price hurting you, Rudy?
Well, it's hurt our share price dramatically. You know, you look at our history and our share price, by design, we provide the best leverage to a rising gold price. If you look at the periods of time, like from 2003 to 2007, our share price went from below a dollar a share to close to 40. It then got pulled back like everybody else in the financial meltdown in 2008. And then from 2009 to 2011, when we made an all-time high in gold, our share price went again from $5 to the mid-30s. Here we are now back at $4 a share. So I think we've been impacted in that regard.
I would have to guess personally that one of the reasons that you've slipped back to that level is because, you know, there is a problem when you have a company out there, particularly in this sector, that has all the liquidity in the world. And I know that Seabridge is a very, very liquid company.
Yeah, we trade over 500,000 shares a day. When you consider that there's only 15 million shares outstanding, that is pretty good. We are part of the GDXJ on the New York Stock Exchange. We do have a full New York Stock Exchange listing, which most junior companies in the gold space don't have. We do, which does provide liquidity. And the shorts have piled in. There's a big bet that gold's going to go a lot lower. And our short position, both in our U.S. market and our Canadian market, are at all-time highs right now.
Rudy, it's not necessarily a bad thing to have so many people paying that close of attention to your company. We see a lot of companies out here that just don't even trade day to day. So you definitely have some interested retail audience out there that seems to be trading the stock quite regularly, which I always think is better, the more liquid a stock is. That's what I prefer. Yes, you get hurt by the gold price and what we're going through right now, but let's get your take on where you think gold will be going, where it has been. What's the future here?
Well, great question. We actually provide a lot of commentary on the gold market on our website. If you go to our website and go for the investor tab and go for the case for gold, you'll see almost weekly we publish articles from the macro viewpoint on gold. Gold has lost favor with Western investors right now. There's this unprecedented faith in the Fed that they know what they're doing, they're going to get it right. Our view is that the Fed doesn't know what they're doing, and it's a house of cards that's going to come tumbling down. Gold does not do well when other financial assets like stocks and bonds are flying. Gold does well when there's a clear structural issues in the financial system. And we think going forward that will play out over the balance of this year. Have we hit a low in gold? I hope so. But it could go lower. But my view, and as most of our shareholders' view, is that gold will make new all-time highs again in the not-too-distant future.
You know, Rudy, I got to tell you, you talk about we don't understand how this house of cards can keep on standing. Just this morning, Corey and I were doing a couple of interviews, and we were talking about the headlines on CNBC, which are absolutely mind-boggling. You look at the fact that 7.5 million people in the United States are dramatically upside down in their mortgages, point number one. Point number two, the federal government came out yesterday and basically announced publicly today that they were surprised that the economy was operating at such a slow pace. And this is after all the rah-rah that you hear, that you read about. The government has come out and saying, you know, this is not a good situation. We are kind of contracting, for lack of better terms, and yet by the same token, the conventional market as measured by the Dow continues to go up. Go figure, man.
Agreed, and that's what we're battling in the gold industry, a rising share prices and disbelief that that the economy is actually not as good as it is.
Tell our listeners real quick where they can get information on Seabridge and the stock symbol, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so our website is www.seabridgegold.net. A lot of information on our website there on the projects, corporate presentation that we update every month. If you'd like to contact me directly, I know I work for my shareholders, and I always take shareholder calls and emails. So you can reach me directly at Rudy, R-U-D-I, at SeabridgeGold.net.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. It was fun doing it up in Vancouver.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.